This week's program is sponsored by the Fart Mouth Podcast. Find it on Apple, Google, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are played.
Dubfod goes hard.
I just put you on my 3,000 follower Instagram feed, mostly locals.
Hi, everyone. I work for Costco, and I'm asking this member to put on a mask because that is our company policy. So either wear the mask
or... And I'm not doing it because I woke up in a free country.
Have a great day.
So you're going to take this cart from me.
Sir, have a great
full
day.
Full of stuff.
You are no longer welcome here.
Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, the man of spice, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hey, everybody.
Guys, also joining us, returning live in person to Dubfod Studios, Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here, everyone.
Guys, the pandemic's over.
I mean, it's not.
Open it up.
It's over, right?
Yeah, open everything up.
Drunk's back at the Dubfod. This pandemic's over.
It's over.
Everything's open, Drunk. Everything's open.
We're wide open over here.
Yeah, I mean, and guys, Matt is here as well. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Howdy.
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, there's so much going on in the world. It keeps on moving.
It's hard to keep up with everything, truly.
But Travis, I'll tell you, I am sick to death of these cell phone video narc dorks.
Ugh.
Making their videos tattletaling on people.
Well, why don't you go ahead and elaborate, Mike?
Drunk, so sick of it as well.
Drunk, I saw one today. It was a FedEx driver videotaping a guy whose package he just delivered. And the guy whose package he delivered, he was mad that he walked through his grass. And so he was videotaping the customer, and the customer was videotaping him. And both just
best.
Kept mentioning to each other that they were going to get the other one. Oh, I'm going to put you on my Instagram. Oh, I'm going to put you on my Facebook. And they were just yelling it back and forth. And they both just look like dildos.
Yeah.
They look like fucking dildos. Nobody's in the right if you get out your phone and start videotaping. You just look like a goddamn fool.
I just can't imagine any stressful situation that I've ever been in where my first instinct was, let me get my phone out and hit record first.
I need to document this person wronging me.
Pulling out your phone and shoving it in somebody's face saying you're recording them is not any way to de-escalate any situation.
No, well, nobody wants to de-escalate. They want the person to perform for their Instagram followers.
Oh, say something racist. Say something right. Wrong. So say something to this. Say something to that.
Is walking through the grass that bad? Is it that big of a deal?
For a FedEx man, I would expect it.
Yeah.
Was this an older man who looked like he probably spent all of his time dealing with his lawn?
If I remember correctly, Travis, he was in a bathrobe and he was bald. He just looked like a dork.
I don't care if I cut my grass with scissors. But I'm expecting the FedEx man to go through the fucking grass.
At the same time, Travis, I saw the FedEx man's video I didn't see it from his perspective. I didn't see, you know, his video. Because they probably conflict. Maybe they started filming at separate points. Like the Costco guy who was yelling at the guy for not wearing a mask. He might have been a real dick before the guy started filming. But when you watch it, you go, oh, this poor fucking Costco guy.
Yeah, poor retail worker.
Yeah, I mean, Costco told him.
He was calling a hero.
Costco told him, hey, man, you got to tell people to wear masks. So he's just doing it because that's what fucking Costco told him to do. Poor fucking guy. But at the same time, maybe he's a big dick before. Maybe before they started filming, he was saying, hey, fuckface. You shouldn't call customers fuckfaces, Travis.
No, of course not.
You just shouldn't.
Or maybe he called his like lady that he was with like a filthy pig or something. Like, hey, you and that filthy pig need to put your masks on before you come in here.
Travis, this culture of documenting everything, I wish I had it yesterday. My wife and I were in a fender bender.
My wife.
Fender bend. No.
Travis, we were in a fender bender. We were making a right-hand
bender.
Right-hand turn. There was a car in front of us, and the guy behind us. You need to get it all out of your system, Travis. You need to do a few more.
He needs a few more. I think
bender,
he needs.
Bender. Okay.
Bender.
So this guy, he just bangs right into the back of us, Travis. And I get out of the car, and the guy said to me, "Oh man, look, there's no damage," and like got back in his car, like I'm gonna take off. And I'm like,
I've had that happen to me. And it is just an awful experience because the one and only time it ever happened to me, you know, you kind of in that moment of shock, and I wasn't that old. I think I was like 21 when it happened, and I let the guy go. Like, I was like, yeah, I guess it's not that much damage, but it was really a broken fucking headlight. No, it is. It's enough to talk about
this goddamn guy. So I'm like, hey, man, let me get your insurance. I mean, like, I just got this car in like August.
Yeah.
If there's something wrong with it, then you get hell to pay.
Right.
And he goes, oh, no, man. Like, you know, how about I just give you my phone number? Well, no. Give me.
No.
That means he doesn't have insurance.
That's exactly what it means. So, like, then his wife gets out of the car and she goes, man, we need to get out of the road. Let's pull into this Walgreens over here. I'm like, oh, okay. Let's pull into the Walgreens. So we all get in the car. I make the right turn, and they squeal off going straight.
Of course he does.
I was about to say, you need to write down license plate before
you. You fool, Mike.
I fell for it, Travis.
Fool.
Didn't have a front license plate, so all that I got, it was two black people in a Ford car. And so, like, we called the police.
African-American.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the police said, oh, yeah, we'll get right on it. But, I mean, like, what are they going to do about it?
Oh, no, they can't
catch a black person in a Ford. They tried to do that fucking
1994.
Yeah, it didn't work out for him.
You know what's
He's
funny about
still
that?
Free.
Matt, there was like 50 cop cars chasing him.
Yeah.
He just went into his house, didn't he?
Yeah.
Black man gets in a Ford right and it's all over.
He just pulled up to his house and went inside, and they were like, well, I guess he's inside now. What are we going to do?
I think I've seen that Ford commercial.
They were speeding down the interstate, racing
after.
You want
to get away scot-free? Yeah, buy a Ford Focus.
Weren't they
today
going like 50 on the highway?
Yeah, no. So I hope there's no damage to my car, but I mean, I got a police report. Which, I mean, what are you going to do with that? It's just
you can wipe your butt with that police report because that's about as good
right
as
they
that
said. Well, I showed them the phone number that the guy called me from. It was a North Carolina phone number, so.
So that's fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you're black and you get a phone number, it automatically starts from North Carolina.
Gone and raise up.
Matt, did you hear that the Joe Rogan is moving to Spotify?
I saw that headline today. What was it, like $100 million?
What does that mean?
Well, what that means is,
what was he on?
He was on everything because he's a podcast.
Yeah, but now,
but
it's
he was
just
on
exclusive
his own platform, right? Like it was.
Yeah, it was the JoeRogan.com,
right?
To Spotify,
which I honestly, I can't imagine what Spotify is doing for Joe Rogan that Joe Rogan, like,
well,
it's
they're writing him
Joe
a
Rogan
big ass check, Matt. That's what they're doing.
I get that he's writing the big ass check, but who else is going to listen to Joe Rogan more now that he's on Spotify?
Oh, no, nobody.
Like,
less people will.
he has his audience. Like, they're paying
for his audience.
Yeah. They're saying, you know, hey, this is 100 million more people that can download this stupid app. We should pay them a lot of money for this.
And I get that, but is it just not already the same amount of money that Joe Rogan, like, was he not making? I guess he wasn't, right?
Well, it's the Howard Stern deal, right? Like, Sirius wanted Howard Stern's listeners, so they paid him a fuckload of money, gave him like three channels, and they're probably recouping the benefits for subscribers.
It's just crazy to me that Joe Rogan isn't making more than that already. Like, I just couldn't imagine that.
Now he's going to be making that already plus the $100 million. I mean, he's still going to have ads.
He's not going to lose any revenue. I mean, no, I'm sure all of his ads and everything are still coming towards him.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean,
if you listen to Joe Rogan, he reads ads for like the first 12 minutes of his show. It's like
I listened to one episode, and it was that one with that coronavirus or that that virus expert guy that he had on.
So
I couldn't believe how long those ads were.
How long until Joe Rogan gets kicked off of Spotify? Like, when there's something, because Joe Rogan is very known for his controversial statements, like talking about, you know, transgenders fighting in the UFC, right? Like, that caused up a shitstorm. How long until he is until he's kicked out of Spotify?
Well, see, what they have the influx of new customers that come in because it's the only place they can get Joe Rogan. And then, like, maybe after 6 months or so, then they could also make headlines by kicking Joe Rogan off.
Right.
And like, double dip. It's inevitable, right?
Like, he will get kicked off of.
Well, there will be some of them. I'm never using Spotify again.
Right.
Which, you know, are all right. Like, it's all a lie.
Yeah. Spotify owns music. Like, yeah. You want to, what are you going to use Amazon? They have nothing. Well, it sucks.
And you would be so fucking hypocritical if you uninstalled or stopped using Spotify because of Joe Rogan, knowing that they have every musical artist from Kid Rock to
Ted Nugent.
Well, Ted Nugent, but I'm just saying on that side of it, all the way to the other side of it, of Ice Cube, you know, like, you've got the entire gamut of every political musical artist.
Well, it seems like they're making a push to just buy podcasts, Matt, because they have that last podcast on the left. They made those guys exclusive. I think that they're trying to just make it so that they're the place you go to get their podcast, like, player sucks. It's not good.
There's a mad dash for these companies to be purchasing just podcast content, which is crazy to me. Podcasts have been around for so long now, and now these companies are like, well, we better just buy up all these podcasts.
Well, doesn't make any sense. And I think that what happens is, if somebody like a Joe Rogan goes sclusy to Spotify, I mean, like, how many apps do you have that you download to listen to podcasts on? So the people who listen to Joe Rogan and other things will just listen to everything on Spotify because that's what Joe Rogan's on. So it's a good move. I don't know why Joe Rogan would do it. I mean, sure, $100 million. But yeah, I mean, like, I would imagine that YouTube is a huge place for him. I mean, like, all of his interviews and stuff on YouTube get millions and millions of hits, and he probably gets ad revenue for all of those.
Oh yeah. I just don't understand. I mean, it just doesn't make a lot of sense for me. I liked the fact that Joe Rogan has always been kind of this solo entity, and he's been doing this on his own. I guess it is a little bit of a bummer that he's, you know, shacked up with Spotify, who's inevitably just going to fire him, and we all know that's going to happen.
I don't think it will.
I bet that there was something written into his contract with Spotify that says he can still put those videos on YouTube, probably, you know, after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, you're right. He would have to. I can't imagine that he wouldn't be able to do that, or whatever that exclusivity is. I don't know. I just don't really see what the benefit is. For him, it's all the benefit for Spotify, for sure.
Guys, right. if you're just listening at home, paycheck. I assure you that Drunk is not asleep. Is he still listening
to James Corden?
He's not sleeping. That is just the way he sounds. So like if you're listening and you're thinking, do I hear that in my head? No, that's real. and I don't know what's drunk. What's going on?
How many people do you reckon are on Joe Rogan's podcast?
How many people listen to it?
No, are physically behind the scenes or...
Oh, like how many people does he have?
Yeah.
He's got an entire setup. Like there's a camera setup and the audio.
So he probably employs like at least 8 people.
Yeah, he has the audio engineer guy who pulls clips and stuff for him, I think.
Yeah.
I'm sure he has people who put stuff up on YouTube for him and stuff.
I don't think he has any writers or anything like that. But,
no, I don't.
There's agents and.
Sure he's not doing the guest booking. I'm sure he's not sending out emails. He has people.
Although I wouldn't be surprised if he plays a big part in that.
I'm sure that, like, yeah, he'll probably give people a list of people he wants to talk to, or every now and then he might send a text message to somebody he knows. But I imagine he's big
enough now where there's agents and PR people trying to get their guests on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Right.
Right.
But I'm sure he still has a person who fields those emails.
Oh, yeah. There's bookers. There's no way he's doing any of that. They're like, hey, this day you're going to talk to this guy, or hey, do you want to talk to this guy? And they're like, yeah, we're booked until this date. Bring him on then.
So with that being said, is that $1 million annually, or is that just a one-time deal?
$100 million.
Oh, $100 million.
$100 million.
They wrote him a check for $100 million.
Yeah.
And so how long is it for?
A couple of years, probably.
$100 million?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't Stern get $100 million a year?
I think that's to pay his entire staff, though. I think that's for the channel. They write a check for $100 million, and then he...
I'd actually be curious, because I think that a lot of those guys are paid separately from Sirius.
And if that's the case, how much does somebody that works on his podcast get paid?
If they
scale?
Yeah. If you make a comfortable living, what would you make?
In L.A., probably at least 90, right?
Okay. Out of $100 million is not too much.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's great.
I'm just trying to get behind the scenes here in my head.
And you're probably not working like a full workload. I mean, that doesn't seem like a full job answering a few emails. I do that in my free time.
It's true.
Then again, I'm probably not getting as many emails as the guy who's booking for Joe Rogan. But
I don't think so, Mike.
But yeah, I mean, to make a comfortable living doing that and having kind of a cool high profile job that looks good on a resume, then yeah, sounds great.
Well, going back to the overall deal too, like Spotify seems like one of those companies, which there are many venture capital companies just oozing money that are trying to probably hide money a certain way. Like they have so much money coming in that they have to have so much money going out. So $100 million to pay Joe Rogan over the course of a couple of years is probably not that big of a deal. There was a story that I read, and they didn't give names of this guy's pizza joint or the people involved, really. It was written by a friend of this guy who owns a pizza joint where DoorDash, you know, there are certain restaurants that just do not offer delivery and they have no interest in signing up for like a Grubhub or any of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, DoorDash has been taking it upon themselves to just offer delivery for restaurants that want nothing to do with them. and this is a company who apparently, I think last year they said, I want to say last year, they said like $900,000. It was just an obscene amount of money, but they hemorrhaged like half of that too. So they're just like doling out money and like bringing shit tons more money in. But anyway, the DoorDash has been taking upon themselves to offer delivery for these restaurants. And there was one guy apparently who owns a pizza joint who noticed, because he was getting like complaints from customers that said, hey, your pizza showed up like shit, or hey, whatever. He's like, we don't do delivery. What are you talking about? Well, he looked up on DoorDash, and DoorDash was offering delivery for his restaurant. But what he noticed was that his pizzas that he charged $24 a pie, DoorDash was selling them to customers for $16. So if you called up DoorDash and said, I want a pie from this restaurant, they're like, okay, that's $16. Well, the customer paid DoorDash $16, and DoorDash was paying this restaurant $24. So what this guy did when he noticed that, he's like, they're going to do like a almost like a day trading, like a stock thing. We're going to make like these transactions to see if they catch it. And apparently he ordered pizzas from his own restaurant on DoorDash all day long. I think he did. I want to say that they said he did like whatever it was. It ended up being like $75 profit. So whatever the discrepancy is between $24 and $16 to make $75 a profit, it's
ten pizzas.
Yeah, he ordered 10 pizzas
right
from his own restaurant for them to pay him $24 for $16 pizzas.
So is the idea the Amazon model of I'm just going to sell diapers and lose money until diapers.com goes away and people have to buy diapers from me? Like
exactly.
They think, oh, well, this place is going to get used to ordering from me and then they'll just do it.
And also, I think it's a branding and volume based situation, right? Like
right.
A courier company that I worked for, you know, about 5 years ago now. We had a contract with a nationwide pharmacy, and there were accounts that we were in the red on, but then there were other accounts with the same pharmacy that we were way in the green on.
Oh, so they covered the other.
Yeah, so it's like, all right, so DoorDash knows, all right, I'm going to lose money by delivering pizzas for this little shitty place, but people are going to know DoorDash, right? So then, oh, God, I got DoorDash because I wanted this pizza. But now I want Wendy's. They're upcharging Wendy's by whatever. So they're like most of their profits coming in just by the branding alone. That marketing, that's probably a cost in some sort of marketing for them. It's like,
so it's
great.
Betting on yourself.
Right.
Right.
So that, yeah, like, oh, so they can afford to throw money away certain ways because they know they're going to recoup that cash
right.
in another portion of their business, which I guess is all up to us, just like this ingenious pizza shop guy. We need to find ways to exploit these large companies to make money.
Like Spotify. Look, Spotify, well, you could pay us very little to get us to be exclusive. it would not cost much.
Next to nothing.
And we would go exclusive, no problem. Our morals aren't really that strong.
I got house renovations to pay for. I don't care.
We have no loyalty to iTunes. We have no loyalty to Stitcher. We're on those things. We appreciate them carrying us, I guess, but we would jump ship in a second. Like, we're on TuneIn. Do people still use TuneIn?
I do occasionally.
Drunk, we're on fucking Zoom. Do you have any idea how hard it was to get us on Zoom?
No.
Zoom doesn't just put anyone on it. It was a whole fucking process. But we're on there, and then they stopped making fucking Zooms. So if you have an old Zoom, you can get us, but nobody does, and it was a big waste of my time. If I can just get on one horse so that, like, when I tell people to listen to it, I could just send them to one place, that'd be great. But, as for right now, we want people to listen to us where they do, and it's looking more and more like that's eventually going to be Spotify, because all these exclusives are going to Spotify, and so everybody's just going to start listening to it there. It's a bad app for podcasting. Hopefully it gets better.
I don't like the Spotify podcast app. It's not my favorite.
Man, it doesn't save your spot.
Until we're on.
I pause and stop. I'll start listening to a podcast. Like, I rage quit a podcast that Jody was on the other day. And then, like, later on, I wanted to go back to it. But, like, it wasn't there. It wasn't in the spot anymore. And I'm like, I'm sure as shit not going to listen to this again. And I don't know where I left off.
You're not going to fast forward through it in 15-second increments?
Right.
Man, I gotta talk to you more about this podcast that Jody was on, because he made me crazy. You know, like,
is it the same one that I just don't want to talk about? No, that's The Guest, right?
The Guest?
Yeah, you remember the wheel guy.
Oh, Matt. Drunk. This guy.
Maybe we should take a break first.
This guy was on
Bender.
This guy was on Jody's
Bender
podcast, right? And he pushes a tractor tire.
This would be the Po' Boys podcast.
And he pushes his tractor tire because his dad pushed a tractor tire. And so Jody posted this episode with this guy. He pushes a tractor tire, and I retweeted it because, you know, Jody's my friend.
Like, he rolled it.
Now, here's the funny thing about Jody. I disagree with Jody about
you're already asking way too many questions.
Everything. I don't think I've ever agreed with Jody about anything, but I like Jody.
Sure, you don't have to agree to be friends.
But I don't agree with one goddamn thing that guy's ever said, ever.
Sure.
He was arguing with people the other day. Oh, my God, it was the dumbest argument. I'll have to look it up. I don't even remember. I just remember it was really dumb. But, yeah, so this guy, he pushes a tractor tire. And he pushes it because his dad used to push the tractor tire. Okay. And so when I retweeted it, the guy followed me on Twitter. I followed the guy back, DM'd me instantly. Said, hey, man, I want to come on your podcast. Talk about this tractor tire.
So he's coming on tonight?
I told Matt about this guy. He pushes a tractor tire because his dad pushed a tractor tire. And Matt said, Mike, I am going to hang up the phone on you. He was mad about the guy. I mean, it's just a nice young man that pushes around a tractor tire around his town to inspire people. Uh-huh. And he pushes it because his dad pushed it, Matt.
So by push.
See, he rolls it.
Okay, he rolls it.
Rolls it around.
Okay.
I'll pull up a video while we're on break drunk so you can see it.
Yeah, please.
He's an inspiration to his entire town. And he's the same inspiration that his dad once was.
And the tire's probably as tall as he is.
It's a big tractor tire, Drunk. It's a big tire.
Yeah, tractors are, you know.
Which he pushes because his dad used to push it.
And they're notoriously heavy.
Where does he push it to?
Just around, Travis.
Just through town, like through the town square?
Yeah, and then like if he has to go into the grocery store, he just sets it down because nobody's going to fuck with it. It's a big tractor tire.
Does the tire have a rim?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? Is there a rim in the tire?
See, Drunk has a lot of questions for this guy, Matt. I think we need to get him on the show.
No.
I'm dildanin'.
WFOD!
The phone is ringing. And now, another wheelbarrow full of dicks phone scam with the king of pranks, Travis Hultz.
Thank you for calling Virgin Target. May I help you?
Hello, may I speak with somebody in the grocery department, please?
Yes, hold on one second. Hi, this is Market. How can I help you?
Hi, I was wondering if you could verify whether or not you had Wavy Lays.
Wavy Lays? Wavy Lays.
You do carry Wavy Lays?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. Turn to the king, baby.
Hey, fuckwads, did you know that we're on the TuneIn app for your smartphones? Wherever you go. That's right, take us anywhere. Take us to the fucking mall, take us to the boat, take them in your car, do whatever the fuck you want. You can listen 24 hours a day to StrangeLabel.com. Download the app, search for Strange Label. StrangeLabel.com on your phone.
Bro, we did it. We hacked into the Libsyn mainframe.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah. Now we can finally force other podcasts to play our ads. Hit the button.
All right. Here we go.
Do you fancy bonus?
How about jizz?
Or perhaps bestiality piques your interest?
You can find all that filth and more on Fartmouth Podcast, recorded in the basement of Fartmouth University.
Fartmouth is one of the most offensive comedy podcasts on the internet. We do weekly segments, games, song parodies, and more.
You can find Fartmouth on Apple, Google, Spotify, or anywhere else podcasts are played.
You need to stay alive and continue our work. Once again,
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
We don't have to harp on it, but I do. Jody was on a podcast called The Shitty Song of the Week, where they were critiquing Freebird.
I don't get. I've never listened because I don't listen to amateur podcasts. I only listen to Rogan's. But I've seen them pop up on Twitter with their polls and shitty song of the week. All of the songs are good.
Yeah, well, I think that's how they get the clicks, Travis. They say that they're songs that people like are shitty.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, well, this week it was Freebird versus Hotel California. And Travis, Jody had a really great criticism of Freebird. First of all, he said that the slide guitar shouldn't be there. The slide guitar is too much, which, I mean, Jody, the slide guitar is...
It's the whole song.
The whole goddamn song. It's
the pinnacle of the Devil's Rejects when everybody gets gunned down at the end.
This song's like, boring as fuck without the slide guitar in it. And second of all, Charles, I pulled the clip. This is great. This is Jody's criticism of Freebird.
You're not a bird, first and foremost, guys.
You're not a bird.
That was it, huh? That was his main problem with the song Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd?
You guys should see Mike's face right now. He's so full of joy.
He said, what's that guy saying he's a bird for? He's not a bird.
What do you mean your milkshake brings all the boys to the yard?
You're not a milkshake?
Milkshake?
What are you saying, Chris Cornell? You're not a highway.
Spoon man, what the fuck are you talking about? Men aren't made out of spoons.
Man ain't made out of spoons.
You guys,
bread of shame, Creed.
That's when I tapped out of that, Travis. I was like, yeah, this is not going to have anything for me.
This is the podcast you rage quit.
I rage quit. Yeah, I was listening to it I listened to a good half hour of it. They were like, you know, the slide guitar is too much. I was like, okay. But then he goes, and first of all, you ain't a bird, man. Like, all right, I'm done.
I love it. That's it. I love it so much.
You're not a bird, man. You're talking about Robbie Van Zandt. You ain't no bird. That's what I'm saying. I like Jody. Jody brings me a lot of joy. I'll tell you what.
He never claimed he was a bird. He said he was free as a bird.
Rage quitting that show was the highlight of that day.
Like, he must really hate Steve Miller's Fly Like an Eagle. Hey, no eagle.
Roses can't give kisses.
There might be some more substance later. I'm not speaking educated about this, Travis. He might tie it all together in the end. He might be weaving a web to eventually say, all right, guys, look, I know
he ain't a bird, man.
I know that he ain't really a bird. But,
what I meant was, here's my dissertation. Yeah,
if there's a what I meant was at the end of that, Travis, I left early and I apologize for that. But I'll tell you what, when he said, you ain't a bird, man, I was like, oh, no.
So did he even get to the Hotel California part?
No. I have no idea what they said about that. I was listening to it, and I was like, first of all, these two songs are well regarded as great songs.
Yes.
And so, like, the premise is flawed to begin with. But when your criticism about Freebird is that the man is not, in fact, a bird.
I do believe when I was growing up and I was introduced to music before my time, those were two of the first songs that probably came up.
Listen, I can't stand the Eagles, but Hotel California is a pretty great song.
I mean, you can find bad songs, guys. There's plenty of bad songs. I guess to say a bad song is a bad song, people will be like, well yeah. What do we need to listen to you talk about that for?
Of course it is.
We already know. It's terrible.
Next week, it's Ruby Tuesday versus She Loves You. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so, guys, and you know, I can't say that I would do any better, Travis, because, like, why would you argue the point? Why would you even show up to say Freebird's bad?
Well, and how do you say Freebird's bad besides too much slide guitar and also you ain't no bird?
You ain't no bird, man. Play the clip.
You ain't a bird. First of all, you ain't a bird.
You're not a bird. First and foremost, guys.
First and foremost. That was the other thing that Jody was arguing. Jody was arguing with somebody, a bunch of people on Twitter this week, Travis, that
you ain't no bird.
The people that can't pay their rent, landlord should be able to ask them for sexual favors instead of rent, and that should be fine. That was his other point this week. I'm telling you, I don't think I've ever like read a Jody tweet and said, you know, Jody's got a good point, you know, here.
How am I supposed to fillet the mortgage company?
I don't. I feel like I have a piece of that argument that I agree with. I feel like a landlord shouldn't be propositioning their tenant saying, hey, you can pay me a different way. But I do feel like a tenant should be able to say, hey, I'm a little strapped for cash. If you gave me an extension, I can give you a little something else. I mean, I guess I believe on.
It's about the punching down, Travis. Is that what it right. is?
Exactly. It's you're abusing your power. Whereas if somebody wanted to offer it to say, hey, I just need some time, I'll give you a blowy real quick.
Kind of like,
I don't have a problem with that.
Kingpin comes to mind.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You're not a bird. First and foremost, guys.
That is such a good clip. That is such a good pull. You got to put that on a soundboard.
You're not a bird.
That needs to be, yeah, a permanent staple on the soundboard for sure.
Charles, what else we got? Did you want to talk about that guy, the Facebook guy?
I don't know. I sent it to you because it was so interesting. I thought it was bullshit at first. Until I like Googled it, but apparently there was this gentleman who is a husband and father. What was it? Was he doing some work in a neighborhood? I can't recall exactly.
I think he was just scrolling around on the Who's a Pedo website. Isn't there just like websites that you can go to see who's in your neighborhood? That
He was doing something and found out that there was this like pedophile, like sex offender, living in this, I think it was his neighborhood, or maybe it was just in a neighborhood that he worked.
Isn't that list being public kind of asking for shit like this? Should that list be public? Shouldn't the police just have a list so that if a kid goes missing, they know whose door to knock on?
Well, I feel like it depends on what kind of township you live in or whatever. There's a lot of legal requirements that actually force those people to go door to door in a neighborhood that they're moving into to be
and
like, hey,
tell them they're a pederast.
Just so you know, I'm a sex
offender. And it's like all of them. So let's say you got caught peeing at Mardi Gras. You got to knock on people's door. I got caught peeing at Mardi Gras.
That's the thing. There's like so many different levels of it. But the one thing I think that the site does have is it will tell you if it's like a child, or if it's a child under the age of 16, if it's a child under the age of 8. I do feel like they've gotten more precise about what this person probably. It wasn't like, hey, this guy slept with this gal, and then the next day she's like, I didn't want to sleep with him.
So but, this guy, you know, he's browsing the pedo list, and
he's looking at the pedo list, and he stumbles into this neighborhood, and he sees this pedo, and the initial pedo list says, hey, this guy was charged with raping 2 kids, served 2 years, which already pissed him off. And then he apparently had seen this guy in his driveway pretending to wash his car with no soap, no rag, anything, while he was just staring at these young children that were playing in his neighborhood. Well, he also noticed, too, that the guy had like a play set in his backyard. No kids. The pedo has no kids, but he's got like a play set in his backyard with no fence. So, you know, it's just inviting kids to come into the backyard. Well, this guy, as he works with young children from like abused households and things like that. So he like
the murderer further. Does.
The murderer does, yeah. Right. So he, well, ooh, you, I mean, spoiler alert.
The Facebook guy does.
The Facebook guy starts digging into this pedo and finds out that there's Facebook groups against this guy specifically because apparently he's like raped or sexually assaulted dozens of children and never got called on it, never got busted for it, all these things. So this guy started fuming. Like he went apparently days and he was just all couldn't stop thinking about this guy, this pedo who was living in this neighborhood with a bunch of young children. And he's like, I can't live my life. So he goes and he kills him. He just straight up goes and kills the pedo. Like he just goes and kills him. He couldn't stand having this guy out in the public and being a danger to all of these children. So the reason that this even is a big, well, it's a big deal in the first place, but he took to his Facebook page and wrote like this long diatribe, essentially telling everybody exactly what I just told you.
Be like, hey guys, I killed this pedo.
I killed this guy. The first line was, this is to let everybody know, including the authorities, that I killed such and such, and here's why.
So it's a manifesto, basically.
Just confessed on Facebook that he killed this pedophile sex offender. There you go. Like, they arrested him. If you look on the a couple of the news stories that I found, it doesn't mention much of the Facebook post or anything. It just says, hey, we arrested this guy for the murder of this guy who was a convicted sex offender. But there were screenshots in this news story that I saw from Facebook with his manifesto about why he killed this guy. And looking at this guy's Facebook
Did they screenshot the comments?
I think there was two comments screenshotted where people were essentially saying, thank you. You did an amazing thing. I was a victim of sexual assault when I was a child from somebody just like this. You did the right thing because a guy like this should be put down.
Huh.
So they say how he killed him?
He shot him.
Oh. Yeah. I guess that's the way to do it, right, Travis?
No, you got jigsaw that motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
Get all jigsaw on it? How come nobody ever tries to get away with it anymore? Everybody just does shit and like offs themselves or does shit and surrenders.
It's the Facebook age, dude. Everybody's got something to bury their whole life on Facebook.
I mean, just fucking try to get away with it. I mean, if you get caught, then it's the same as if you didn't try to get away with
it. And you can't tell me this guy had nothing to do with this pedophile. Nothing. He just knew of him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That list is a detriment to society.
Yeah, this guy could have just straight up got the taste and become like the Dexter of pedophiles, just gone down that entire list in his area, wiping out pedos, and nobody would have ever been able to find out because he had no ties to them.
Right.
Whatsoever.
He could be a pedo Dexter, Travis.
Pedo Dexter, exactly.
Coming soon on Showtime, Pedo Dexter.
I guess Dexter could always just come back, right? Didn't he just go be a lumberjack? He could just come back and start killing pedos.
He's a fucking lumberjack. Yeah,
guys,
still
I've been chopping wood for a long time. I'm tired of it. Ready to get back into killing.
Fucking lumberjack.
No problem here. I'll hitch a ride back to Florida or wherever I was.
So just like many shows,
people complain about the Game of Thrones finale, but everybody forgets that Dexter rode a boat into a storm and then became a fucking lumberjack. Suck my dick.
Travis, but I mean, like, how do you really end a show? It's so hard.
Well, just like many shows,
turn it off.
So many people fuck it up. I mean, like, to tie up all the loose ends to make everybody happy. Who's really done it?
So just like many shows, I quit that show when Jimmy Smits came on.
Oh yeah, yeah. When Jimmy Smits shows up, it's time to leave.
Time to quit. Yeah, quit.
Is that
show.
When he quit
any
Sons show? Of Anarchy too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's when you should have. We stuck around. We were stupid, Travis. We weren't wise to the Jimmy Smits rule.
So did he end up killing his sister too?
I think he did. Yeah. I think so. I stopped watching. You know, soon after the Jimmy Smits rule.
You still watch? I thought you finished Dexter, though.
No. I mean, I found out about it. It was in the cultural
Dexter
sphere.
Kill his sister, but she got caught in some kind of crossfire, if I remember that.
Yeah, she was in the hospital, and then...
I thought he drowned her in the lake.
Yeah, no. She was in the hospital. I think she got shot, and I don't even remember why, but he took her out on a boat in a hurricane. And
she was like, dying, though, as they were driving into the hurricane, I believe.
So that barely counts.
And then she died.
You ain't a bird, man.
Ain't a bird, man.
Matt, let me ask you a question. Do you have what you would say is like a pick of the week, something you want the people to know about, Matt?
My pick of the week, Mike, is Afterlife Season 2.
The Ricky Gervais show.
Loved, right. loved Afterlife Season 1.
I thought you were talking about Amazon show. What's that one called?
That one's Download or Upload.
Upload.
Upload. Yeah, Afterlife is the one that Ricky Gervais. Yeah.
It's funny, but not really.
What, Ricky Gervais?
No, the show.
Upload?
No, Afterlife.
Afterlife is very funny. It's a really funny show, and there's some really hilarious moments, and you will laugh out loud, but then there's other moments that will just...
Right, I was watching an episode with the lady, and the mailman came and took a bath in his bath. I was like,
oh, God, I love that.
What the fuck is going on?
Take a bath.
So great. I'm happy to see too that Ricky Gervais with that show is going against type, because Netflix just offered him a shit ton of money to be exclusive to Netflix and provide content, because Afterlife season 2 is doing so well that he has agreed to break out of his mojo of just doing 2 seasons and being done, like he did with The Office and like he did with Extras.
Yeah.
Now he's doing a third season of Afterlife, which is super exciting.
That's what the fucking Brits do, Travis. They don't stick with shows.
No.
I guess the idea is then maybe you can write a good conclusion.
Except for Mr. Who.
Mr. Who and also Luther. Luther, I think, has got like 6 series.
Or any James Bond.
Yeah, but they're all different. There's like a 2-hour movie is season 3. Right. And then... like season 4 is like 6 episodes. Oh yeah,
those Benedict Cumberbatch Sherlock Holmes. Those are basically.
Matt, you know what Jody would say if he watched that episode of Afterlife?
Something would be a foul, I'm sure.
He would see that mailman in the tub, and he'd say, "You ain't a real mailman."
Man,
yeah. Watch it. I loved every moment of it. Laughed, cried, the whole 9. So,
Travis. Travis, pick of the week. Travis, pick of the week.
No, man.
No, man.
I was telling Matt earlier that we were talking about TV and stuff too. All of the content, everything is blending together. Days are blending. TV is blending. Movies are nothing sticks out. Nothing seems fresh.
You just put something in your face.
Just put something in my face to get through the day. It's all a fucking drudgery. I'm not excited about anything anymore. It's just all there. And my kids started a rewatch of The Office. I just finished my 5th rewatch of that like a week ago, so they got that booted back up. And you know what? I'll probably continue to watch The Office again for the 6th fucking time through in like 2 years because nothing matters anymore. So no pick of the week this week.
Drunk pick of the week?
Drunk's pick of the week are
Bender.
Birds and Birdmen.
Travis, I found a version of it with no slide guitar, and it's bad. Ugh. It's just, I could probably get used to it.
Is it like just an acoustic or something?
I mean, it's just like guys, don. And that was another criticism that he had of the song is that like it's not hard to play. Which, you know, I don't necessarily listen to music to hear people overly challenge themselves. I just want to hear songs that sound
has
good.
Has he heard any White Stripes song? They're all the same.
I got a pick of the week.
Has
an NFL replay channel with condensed games that they just play random games. I watched like 45 minutes of a Detroit Lions Green Bay Packers game from 2014 the other day. So just another way to kill time until I die. Pluto TV's NFL replay channel is perfect for your quarantine needs.
Travis, pick of the week. There is a... Oh, that's too loud. Calm down, Candlebox. Travis, pick of the week. I recently went to Dairy Queen and they have a
cotton candy dipped cone.
Oh, drunk. They have a tiramisu cake shake.
Oh, had that too.
Drunk.
So good.
So good.
So fucking good.
Really, really
that,
good.
The cotton candy dip cone and the animal cracker blizzard.
I mean, the
all fire.
The cake shake, drunk, it's a stupid concept.
Dude.
And like, you can't really be like, commend them for coming up with something good because it's stupid. They like take a shake and they dump like a piece of cake in it and they say, "Here's your dessert."
Well, I was gonna go up there and get a mou latte.
Mou lattes are good too.
And I was like, "You guys have a tiramisu shake? Fuck Yes.
Travis, if you're passing a Dairy Queen, you stop and you get you a tiramisu cake shake. It'll change your life.
I'm in.
Guys, we did it. We'll do it again next week. Be sure to check out the Fart Mouth podcast, Fart Mouth University, at Fart Mouth U on Twitter. You tweet them, let them know you heard them here. And we'll be back next week. Thanks, guys. Drunk, thanks for coming back in studio. It's so great to see you, your beautiful face.
Great to see you, Mike.
Guns hey, good luck with out. That fender bender, Mike.
I hope they catch those sons of bitches, Travis. I hope they catch them on the those no information I gave them. Matt, you ain't a bird, man.
A bird, man.
Guns out, funds out.
Stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
I got a birthday coming up in 3 weeks.
Oh, what are we going to do for
Drunk's I'm hoping I got a birthday, friend that's going to send me a candle. We'll see how that goes.
Okay.